This is Steve Bozell. Welcome to the Steve Bozell Experience. This is Steve Bozell's Comedy Cavalcade.
I'm Steve Bozell, the Comedy Cavalcade. As you know, many of you have heard me talking about how not only do I enjoy my life as the father of Steve Jr. and April Jr. and the husband of April, and also as the owner-operator of Bozell and Bozell Construction, B&B Construction, which, again, I don't have a brother, I don't have a father, I just say my name twice to further reinforce it in the mind of the potential customer. It's Bozell, and if you don't like that, guess what? I'm coming back at you again. You know? So.
And a lot of people misunderstand it, right?
That is true, yes. A lot of people, by the way, Bud Dickman is, you're going to be, boy, I'm a little bit nervous. You're going to be the announcer tonight.
I am the announcer tonight, moderating the Steve Bozell Experience.
Okay. And, I know, and you've sort of joined in on some of the laughter and people pointing fingers at me and going, you know, ha-ha.
In what sense?
In what sense? In the sense of when I've said, in the sense of how I have said that not only do I enjoy being a construction contractor, but I also enjoy doing the stand-up comedy.
Well, I don't know.
But just let me make this point, Mr. Dickman.
You called me Mrs. Dickman.
I don't believe I would ever make the mistake of calling you Mrs. Dickman if it sounded...
It did sound like it.
All right, I apologize. Mr. Dickman, excuse me. And again, I appreciate Phil Henry Show, Bud Dickman, everybody joining in and allowing me to do the show. Now, what I want to do today on the Steve Bozell Experience is show you how to do the stand-up comedy. Now, I've had, as I said, a lot of people join in and laugh and hoot and howl and dance well into the night, making fun of me. And you've done this, Mr. Dickman.
Yeah, but you have to understand, I'm not laughing at you. I'm with you. I support you. I want you to do good. But yeah, there have been times that we've laughed and we've danced about.
Okay, and that's the part that hurts.
Yeah, but you got to have thicker skin. If you're going to do stand-up, you got to have thicker skin.
I understand. I got heckled when we did the men's club. I got heckled by 6-year-old kids, and I couldn't believe it.
Where?
When we did the men's club stand-up comedy, they had me do the kid corral because they would not let me go on the adult stage because they said that it wasn't funny enough. So I was on the kid stage doing jokes about... it was probably inappropriate.
Well, you're doing adult humor to kids.
It wasn't dirty. I was just talking about going to Tijuana and getting drunk, but they didn't...
But kids are not going to understand that.
Well, they started hooting at me and yelling, "You stink, you stink." I'll tell you one of the things about doing stand-up comedy, and if there's any stand-up comedy people or...
stand-up comedian.
Yeah, if there's any stand-up comedians listening, I don't know if you've ever done a show in front of 6- and 7-year-old children, but their heckling, it can be brutal. I mean, it is brutal.
Yeah.
And I did a show, when I did the men's club show, at the annual carnival, the Carnival of Carnivals, which is what the CK Corona Middle School has, and also our Corona Church, they combine for the Carnival of Carnivals. It happens every year in the month of September, and it's going to be coming up here soon. And I always do my stand-up comedy, and I've always asked, and every year they turn me down. Can I go on the adult stage? Can I go on the adult stage? And they say, "You're not funny enough."
So, but you're still doing the kiddie corral.
Yeah, I'm doing the kiddie corral, but I'm down there with kids. I don't know, man. So I'm there. So I got brutalized last time. I was telling jokes, and then they said, "Well, why don't you just do kid style jokes?" I said, "Well, what is that?" And they go, "Just make jokes about belching and stuff."
And that's pretty much what makes a kid laugh. If a kid's like 6 or 7, all you do is do jokes about belching, and cutting one. You know?
Yeah.
That's pretty much all it is. Kids do jokes about belching, cutting one.
Cutting one? You're talking about...
That farting.
You know?
And how, you know, like, how stupid people look, stuff like that.
Well, I did. I didn't really go that way, but I did start talking about I tried to make it. I said I went to Tijuana and I got drunk, and all of a sudden.
So you didn't do those kind of jokes though.
No, I didn't. I didn't till later did I understand. Look, I've got two children. I don't know what makes them laugh. And I can make a funny face and go, like that, okay?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, but I'm not going to stand up there and do that. I mean, because I want to graduate to the adult stage. So I was trying to mix, I was trying to tone down my adult material. So I go, yeah, I went to Tijuana, I got drunk, and I fell down and ripped my pants. And all of a sudden, these kids, you look the look on their faces.
They kind of turned on you, huh?
Turned on me? I mean, the look on their face was like, you know, it went from this hopeful, joyous kind of little pink faces that they got to the looks of just like they wanted to, I don't know, cut me with a knife or something, man.
So what happened?
Well, they start going, you stink, boo, you stink, you stink, you're rotten. You know, because they're little kids, they don't use dirty words or anything, but it hurt just as bad. And I'm just plowing through. Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for nothing. You know, well, you know, why don't you get up here and try it? And this one little kid said, okay. And he started coming up to the stage. And went, no, you can't. You're not allowed to.
Oh, you turned into the adult.
I had to because the kid was actually coming. He was making his way toward the stage. He had his hand out like he wanted the mic. I don't know, man.
Well, just, you know, today is going to be a very unique show if I could.
Go ahead.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bozell is going to completely improvise jokes and show you the structure of the joke and show you how easy it can be. But we want to give it a twist today, and we want to make it so the twist is that you tell kid jokes.
Yeah, we got to make these kid-friendly. But again, I'm going to improvise the jokes here on Steve Bozell's experience. The cavalcade of Steve Bozell's cavalcade of comedy.
All right, so we'll just set it up. I'll just applaud like I'm in the audience.
Okay, and here's how it'll be.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Corona, California, Steve Bozell. Hey.
Thanks so very much, Bud Dickman. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. I'm Steve Bozell. And I tell you, it's a great night to be standing on stage to be funny. And I've got a little bit more going in that direction than most people because I can stand anywhere and people look at me and start laughing. But I'll tell you, I have been here at the CK Corona Carnival of Carnivals now for a great many years. And I'm now here at the Kitty Corral. I hope someday I can talk to the adults. But until then, I got to sit here and do fart jokes. So here's one. What'd you think of that? Not a real fart? Tell you what, if you want the real thing, I'll bring my wife up here. I'm just kidding around, April, wherever you are. And I know it ain't here. She's probably someplace where she can watch a funny show. But it's great to be here at the CK Corona Carnival of Carnivals. The main stage tonight, I think they got Terry Dugan and some very good friends of mine. I tried to get on the main stage last year, and they said, you're not allowed. And that was me just trying to climb on the stage, let alone qualify for it. So. But I finally, then I tried to qualify, and they said, you know what, you might as well go back to trying to climb on it. Because, you know, and I said, climb on it? I tell you what, I've been trying that since we got married. Yeah. And that's the thing I want to do. But
yes.
I want to, when I think I'm going to get a big laugh, I'm going to go, yeah, like that.
Well, shouldn't you judge if the audience is laughing?
No, I mean, what do you mean, judge if the audience? That's a big laugh line. So what I'll do is I'll just go, yeah. But I mean, I've already gotten some lines off that I think should get laughs.
I haven't laughed yet, but that doesn't mean it's not funny.
No, I know that. I'm not going to take it personal. Okay, like I did last time, I got all hurt, and you know, Mr. Henry and his listeners they'll look at you and they'll start rubbing their behinds and going, "Ow!" I know what that means. It means Bozell's butt hurt again, the BBA. And
what's BBA?
BBA is something that Henry and his listeners get. They talk in code. They hashtag BBA. Bozell's butthurt again. That's what that means.
BBA? You talk about BSP?
No, man. That's not BSP. That's BBA. Okay.
That's Bozell bare ass. That's what that means. Because of the pilots.
What? Say that again, man.
Because of the firemen BAing you.
That's what hashtag BBA means.
Yeah, Bozell, bare ass.
I thought it was Bozell's butt hurt again.
Just.
All right, I'm going to keep going with the act here. So thanks so very much, ladies and gentlemen. What a great. I don't know if any of you watch sports. I know I watch sports. I certainly don't engage in any sports, because if I did, I wouldn't be here. Probably the very first thing I did if I was in sports, die of a heart attack on account of exertion. Yeah.
That's not funny.
Don't tell me if it's funny. All right, I'm sorry. So it's been great sitting and watching sports on TV. Baseball is back. The country's wide open, which means Arizona's pitching is wide open because the Dodgers shelled them the other night for 9 runs. Yeah.
That's great, Mr. Bozell.
Yeah, you don't care, man. You don't think it's good at all.
I think you're onto something. Anyway, yeah, go. We'll be back here at Steve Bozell's Cavalcade of Comedy here on the Steve Bozell Experience here on the Phil Hendry Show, here on the Phil Hendry Show website, here on Podcast One in a minute.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show offers subscriptions to the website. If you'd like one for a month or a year, go to philhendryshow.com and subscribe. What you'll get is exciting. 40,000-plus hours of radio material dating back over 20 years, from the old KFI shows and the old WIOD Miami shows to the nationally syndicated show. It's all there for you at philhendryshow.com, not to mention the current digital show, home movies, the videocasts, and oh so very deeply much more.
The Phil Hendry Show website. Get a subscription. Be a man, maybe for the first time in your life. Bring entertainment, joy, and laughter to your home with a subscription for a month or a year to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. How much? It's embarrassingly cheap.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico of Southern California, live and direct to you each and every day, on demand.
On demand, the Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com.
Just say, I demand it now. Give it to me good.
philhendryshow.com.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Steve Bozell Experience here on philhendryshow.com. I'm Bud Dickman, and today on the Steve Bozell Experience is the Cavalcade of Comedy. Steve Bozell is doing improv.
Yeah, I mean, let me do it. I'm improvising what I'm doing here, and it's a big thing. Mr. Hendry is known for improv. Margaret Gray, one of the people on the panel, she's known to improv her lyrics. And I think I will be very clear. I don't think a lot of people on this show are good at improv other than Mr. Hendry, but I think I am.
So you're going to improv what you've been doing. You've been improvising jokes.
I'm improvising jokes. In other words, I'm creating these jokes as I go. I get the punchline out, and then you'll hear me go, yeah, that's where I think I'm going to get a big laugh. Because the whole point of this is to make my way onto the adult stage at the C.K. Corona Middle School Carnival of Carnivals that's coming up in September. I have not yet been able to make it onto the main stage. I always have to work the kiddie corral. Last year, I worked the kiddie corral. I did fart jokes. I did belch jokes because it's 6 and 7 year old kids. And guess what? I got booed. I was told I stink. Everybody's saying I stink.
Yeah, it's pretty hardcore, you know.
What? Not...
Well, you're making it sound like big hardcore heckling. It's just a bunch of kids.
Let me tell you something, man. You stand on a stage and have some kid...
What?
Look you in the eye, point his finger at you, go, you stink. A little 7-year-old kid. And that's what I said to that little kid. What's his name? Timmy Tyler Gruber.
Yeah, Timmy T. Gruber.
Yeah, Timmy T. I don't know of any kid in the history of the world that has a middle initial. Little 7-year-old kid, but he's Timmy T. Gruber. His middle name's Tyler. His mother insists you call him Timmy Tyler or Timmy T., Or if you want, call him Timmy Tyler G. I just call him, I call him Tim. And she led into me.
Yeah, the time you called and said, hey, where's Tim Gruber? She was like all over you like white on rice.
That's the truth. So anyway, Timmy Tyler Gruber, that's the kid that heckled me last week. He's looking at me going, you stink. I go, if you think you're any better, Gruber, why don't you come out up here and do it yourself? And so he starts walking toward the stage, which I did not anticipate he would ever have the guts to do that. And he's got his hand up, reaching out for the mic, and I go, get out of here. And I just...
Well, you dropped the mic, you walked off.
I did. Yes, I did.
See, that was considered a mistake, because you're playing into the kid. You got kids. I mean, are we going to get your feelings hurt about your kid?
Hey, what do you mean am I going to get... Of course I get my feelings hurt by my kid. I sued my own daughter when her dog, this little tiny little Lapso Also, or whatever they're called... It peed directly on me.
Well,
it did. And I filed, it was a symbolic suit, but I wanted the message sent home loud and clear to my daughter. Your dog would take a leak on me? I'm the man that provides.
Yeah, but sure, it wasn't done on purpose.
You know, maybe not, maybe. But I got some things cleared up that time. My daughter said, let's have a little more respect for your daddy. And she goes, gosh, Daddy, I didn't mean it. And the next thing, I see her and her mother stand at the fence talking to Roy Hutchins, who's got that gigantic zucchini. Oh.
This is the Steve Bozell Experience, the Cavalcade of Comedy. And I'm Bud Dickman, now Steve Bozell.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bud. So I'd like to now, if I could, if I should, you know, all that stuff. I just handed a note here. Mr. Henry will do the pre-show on tape. There will be a pre-show. We didn't see much of a pre-show on the video cast, but Mr. Henry will do a tape pre-show that will be available for download tomorrow.
Sometimes they do the video in reverse, stuff like that.
Video in reverse?
They're videoing the show right now. Sometimes, though, Mr. Henry will come on and do the pre-show after.
Well, I don't know anything about that. Can we start this all over again, man?
I'm sorry. And now, Steve Bozell, the Cavalcade of Comedy.
Thanks very much, Bud. Well, I'm supposed to be pretending like I'm on stage. Okay, I'm pretending I'm on stage, and I'm working my way up to the adult stage at the CK Corona Carnival of Carnivals that'll be happening on September. All right, thanks a lot, and welcome back here. I'm Steve Bozell. So it looks like we got a great crowd here tonight. It just so happens that it's past their bedtime. Yeah.
That's because you're in front of...
Your voice just went,
I know, I didn't mean for it to do that.
All right, I'm just saying. But so what? What are you saying?
I'm saying that's because you're working in front of the kitty corral.
I know that, Dickman.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I know that. I'm saying this is the jokes I'm going to tell. This is how I'm improvising, and people need to know that.
That's right. Mr. Bozell is improvising these jokes.
Exactly. So let me do that again. All right, thanks. Welcome back here to the Cavalcade
Cavalcade of Comedy.
Steve Bozell's Cavalcade of Comedy. And it's great to be back here at the Kitty Corral here at the CK Corona Carnival of Carnivals. I got a great crowd here tonight. Too bad it's past their bedtime. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got news for you. That was funny. But it is great to be with you here. And I hope all of you kids are having a good time. I guess they've got they got cotton candy. And they've got all the candies that you want. And a lot of these candies are kind of sticky. You know, those jujubes they have. And they have those honey bears and everything. It's a good thing you aren't as older than you are. Because a lot of your teeth would start falling out if they haven't started already. Yeah.
That wasn't funny at all, man.
All right. I'm just... So, well, let me rework that one. A lot of the candy is really, really sticky. If you were much older, your teeth would just come right out with the candy. But then again, you could get a whole new set of teeth. That's the great part about getting older. They got replacement parts, not the good ones, but at least they got replacement parts for some things like your teeth and your
leg.
Yeah, and your leg. All right. Well, I'd like to sing a song for you now, and it's called Steve Bozell's Bozell and Bozell Construction Company. There are worse ways to build a beautiful commercial property. One, two.
Now, the timing's off on that. What?
Don't stop me, man.
All right, sorry.
And here it is, a song. There are worse ways to build a commercial property than hiring Bozell and Bozell. One, two, and a one, two, three. Bozell and Bozell. It doesn't smell like a lot of you kids when you're sniffing each other's pits. Yeah.
That'll get a laugh.
I'm telling you right now, that'll get a big laugh. Bozell and Bozell, it's a living hell. If you're one of the competitors, fuck it.
Can't see that in front of the kids.
I just did. This is Steve Bozell, and now I'd like to bring on my friend Trudy Raymond. And Trudy, you've known me my whole life. You knew me down in Knoxville, Tennessee, and now you've followed me out to California. When'd you come to California, Trudy?
Well, I came to California about a year after you did. You don't remember?
I don't recall exactly. It was a year after I came out, huh?
Yeah, it was a year after, and I came with Grace and her nephew, and she was also married to me. But I came out that following year, and I got a job with the city of Corona, California. I worked in the garbage pickup. Then the water department, I went around reading meters, And then I left that job. I got a job at the city of Glendora, California, reading water meters. Then I got a job in Burbank, working for the city parks department, picking up trash. They had me with that pointy thing, you know.
Well, you're like working for the sanitation department.
What's with you, man?
You were working for sanitation, right?
Yeah, I was working for the sanitation department in the city of Burbank. So, but you and I never spoke after that, and this is the first time that I've had any words with you at all since I left Tennessee.
Well, you know, my wife was, I don't know why we didn't talk, but it's something to do with my wife. She didn't think that your people qualified anymore. When we were in Knoxville, I loved talking to you, but we come out to California, we got to get friends that are cut above. I'm sure you understand.
No, I never did understand that. Not at all. I took to drinking, and eventually, as you know, I had a problem with the paint. I'm not the first friend of yours that was messing around with the paint, but I finally put that away. I put that down. I got on the phone with my mother, and she said, "Are you still using the paint?" I said, "Yes, Mom." She said, "Put that away. Put it down." So I stopped. When they saw the speckles of silver and blue paint on my upper lip, they said, "This is a problem, and you got to get it. You got to get it under control." So I came back to Knoxville.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I don't really want to talk about that. I want to ask you about your stand-up comedy that you just now recorded an album for your website. And is it going pretty good?
Yeah, it's going good. Here's one of my jokes. I sniff paint. It's more fun than putting it on a fence.
And that's the joke.
Yeah, that's the joke.
What are you doing, man?
I thought we're off the air. But that's what I do. And
all right. Well, listen, Trudy, it's great talking to you. I got to get going. Thanks a lot, and thanks for nothing.
Yeah, same to you.
There is Trudy Raymond, and here on the Steve Bozell Show, the Steve Bozell Cavalcade.
Steve Bozell Cavalcade of Comedy. That wasn't very good. He wasn't prepared.
No, he was not prepared. And he's got a comedy album.
Yeah, he's recorded a comedy album that he's put out on, I guess, just on like Instagram or something like that.
On Instagram? Do you think I had to do that?
I don't think you should do that, Mr. Bozell, until you figure out what a good, you know, how to do a joke.
What are you talking about, man? How about even how to do a joke?
The jokes you're doing stink. They're rotten.
Hey, you sound like those little five-year-old kids that are busting on me. Busting on me left and right. Anyway, I hope you'll be out there for that. And this has been a Steve Bozell.
This has been a Steve Bozell joke writing class. That's what you wanted to call it, Steve?
Mr. Phil Henry, yes, sir.
Is that what you wanted to call it?
I wanted to call it the Steve Bozell Cavalcade of Comedy.
That's what he did, but then he said he wanted to teach people how to write a joke.
Well, the Cavalcade of Comedy is fine, Steve. Okay, but if you call it the Steve Bozell joke writing class, you're just letting yourself in for all kinds of abuse. I mean, I heard your jokes, and as you improvise, I can hear you improvising, you know, pretty good, but I mean, some of the jokes are still not that funny.
Well, what are you talking about, man? Those are jokes, and the fact I'm improvising them...
But yeah, but when you go, yeah, like that...
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Steve, that's the other thing. You gotta just quit giving up, man. Quit giving up all the time.
I'm not gonna give up, okay? And every time I get up on stage and I'm trying to do the things what I want to do... I'll tell you, man, I feel like the biggest chump change in the... People got to understand, Steve Bozell's... I got feelings too, okay? Like every other man. Baby, do you understand me now? Man, sometimes I feel bad. Don't you know that no one alive, no one can always be an angel or even exciting? When things go wrong, I feel bad. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let people just kick me in the... Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't want them to, but I'm just spreading my legs. Baby, sometimes I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. I'm laughing and singing, and sometimes, though, it seems that all I gotta do is worry. And all of a sudden, people are looking at me and going, "Ha ha ha! Look at Bozell. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let someone put their boot right where I sit down."
Dad, Bozell.
Hey, if I seem edgy, I want you to know, I never mean to take it out on you or you or you or any of you out there. Life has its problems. I get more than my share, but that's one thing I never mean to do. But I always wind up taking it in the shorts. Baby, don't you know I'm human? You know, I have thoughts like every other one. They're dirty sometimes. And sometimes I find myself long regretting some dirty thing that I was thinking about the lady I saw dancing. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Really. Oh, Lord, please don't let them take me and kick me in the...
Kick you in the what?
Never mind. Yeah, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let them... Yeah. Who was that singing in the background there?
Steve Bozell, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and right at the end of just, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Steve Bozell Show, Cavalcade of Comedy. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. It's Margaret Gray. We're back from Florida with this special edition of the Steve Bozell Cavalcade of Comedy. We wanted it to be special. We wanted it to be funny. We wanted it to be unique. And instead, it's just sitting there like something Kirby left on the tile downstairs near the kitchen. But I'll tell you something. You can go back and re-listen to a lot of these shows and find great joy, great excitement, something to uplift your very day if you got a subscription to the Phil Hendry website. That's philhendryshow.com. Are you feeling down? Do you feel like you're just garbage? Like you don't matter at all? Listen to the Phil Hendry Show archives. You may still feel that way about yourself, but you'll have a new and improved appreciation of the very hard work that Phil and the rest of us, myself included, do.
Get a subscription today to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com.
You'll love it. You'll love it no end.
Well, folks, that ends today's show, the Steve Bozell Cavalcade of Comedy. God damn.
That's pretty good, Steve.
Yeah, right. We'll see you next time for the Steve Bozell Experience. Next time I do the Steve Bozell Experience, I'll just stay away from comedy, just talk about how to, you know, frame a house or something, because that's...
I thought it was pretty good, Steve.
Oh, shit.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved at Podcast One. For the Steve Bozell Experience, this is Bud Dickman speaking.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Please don't let me be misunderstood.